This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
In October last year, Brendan Cowie's world was shattered. The young husband and dad from Stanwell Park lost the love of his life, Kathleen, his wife of 7 years. She died suddenly of a heart aneurysm. She was only 35, he was just 32, and their only baby, Ryan, was 5 months old. Needless to say, it's been a very rough year for Brendan. But his faith, his friends, and also his music have helped to carry him through. And Brendan very bravely joins me now for a chat in what is a particularly tough week leading up to Father's Day. Brendan, how are you doing today?
Yeah, g'day, Claire. I'm doing good, matey.
Thanks so much for joining us for this chat.
Not a problem.
You and Kathleen were practically childhood sweethearts. You met as teenagers at youth group, did you?
Yeah, that's correct. I would have been around 18 and she would have been about 20 or 21,
okay.
Something like that. So it was in a church called Coastlands, which has now changed its name to Hope Church 2508 in Helensburg. We were in a youth group there with a bunch of other awesome leaders and stuff like that. And yeah, we had a great time seeing the kingdom grow, you know, seeing kids come to Christ and stuff like that.
And you were married in 2008, and I hear that it was quite an epic proposal.
Yeah, that was great. I couldn't have done it without my friends, put it that way. My friends are absolute legends helping out. Yeah, it was a big day. If I remember correctly, I think there was like 58 surfboards saying marry me on the beach when we flew over in the chopper, in the helicopter.
Oh, wow.
And that's when I proposed to her.
That's very impressive.
Yeah.
Tips to all the guys who are listening.
No pressure, fellas.
No. Now, Kathleen was a really popular woman. She was loved not just by you, but by a lot of people. What were some of her roles in the church and the community?
She had a real heart for people. She just loved people. She was one of the elders in the church at quite a young age. She just loved to serve in the church. She loved building God's kingdom. So she was very passionately about it. And she was passionate about just young adults and then obviously, you know, youth as well back in the day. And she just wanted to see people have an encounter with Jesus because she had a pretty powerful encounter herself. And she just knew God. And she just loved the church and loved the community. And she couldn't think of anything else better to do than, you know, just bring God to the community and just love and compassion, yeah.
And she was a fitness instructor too?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. She worked down at Winoona. She managed a gym down there. It's a fitness gym for women. And she loved it and she really poured her heart, not only into like well-being and exercise and stuff like that, but she also poured her heart into a lot of people that were broken down, you know, that would come into the gym and that if they had problems, she'd comfort them. And she's just an amazing woman, eh? Mm. Like, just beautiful.
Talk to me about what happened in October last year.
Right. So October last year, we just had a baby, Ryan. He was 5 months. And I just had my birthday on the 22nd of October. And then something dramatic, which I would never think I'd have to ever walk through in my life. And, you know, you see it on movies, you see it on the news. But when it actually happens to you, it's just so surreal. Kat passed away on the 27th of October last year. And left Ryan and I so suddenly, so quick. She was doing a baby seminar. She was so passionate about being a mum. We tried for kids for 4 years, and we just really struggled to have a baby. And we finally got our miracle baby. And Kat was looking so forward to being a mum, and she loved Ryan so much. You know, just loved him to bits, and she was just in her element. She organised with a couple of other people from the church a seminar called Save Our Sleeps. And basically, when she went to the seminar, just doing her thing, she just collapsed on the ground. Suddenly, yeah.
And this was not something that you saw coming. She didn't have an illness beforehand that you knew of.
No one knew. That's the whole thing with aneurysms. Aneurysms can come in different ways, many forms. You can get them in the leg, you can get them in the brain, you can get them in the arteries. And the aortic is quite a large artery. I'm not a doctor, but yeah, it's quite large. And yeah, her aorta that leads to her heart just burst, just blew out, and she just collapsed. And the ambulance officer just said, you know, mate, she would have felt like she fainted. She died within seconds, you know what I mean?
Wow.
No one saw it coming. She was so healthy. She was so fit. She ate, for goodness sakes, we lived off bird seed in my cupboard, my pantry cupboard. She ate so healthy, you know what I mean? Like, she was such a healthy woman and she exercised, and it's just been a shock to everyone. I rocked up to there from work. I got a phone call. I didn't know what was going on. You know, I felt sick in the guts and I just saw her there, you know, just on the ground, lifeless, and it just broke me down. I was just in tears and and I didn't know what was going on, and Ryan was getting pushed around the pram, getting looked after, and they flew a surgeon out to come double-check everything, make sure that if there's any sign of life left in her, and the surgeon just pulled me aside and just said, mate, I'm so sorry, but she's gone, mate. Mm. She's not here anymore. She's left us. And you can imagine what I was feeling at the time, you know. You wake up that morning and I just go, babe, I'll see you tonight. Luckily, thank God that Kat goes, oh, babe, before you go, because as you do, you know, you get caught up with the normality of life. I just wanted to rush through the doors and get to work, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she stopped me and she goes, babe, stop before you go. Give me a big kiss. I gave her a really big kiss before I left.
Oh.
And and then that's the last time I saw her. She passed away. And, yeah, obviously, you know, my morning, my world just turned around 180, just totally changed within an hour. You never saw it coming. Yeah.
And you said that Ryan was only 5 months old and he was a bit of a miracle baby. You'd taken a while to fall pregnant. Tell us a bit more about that, Brendan.
Absolutely, yeah. So we tried for 4 years and we had a couple of miscarriages on the way. And Kat, this is the beautiful thing about my wife. She was so faithful. She was such a faithful woman of God. Like, even when we had our setback, she still believed in her heart that we're going to have a baby, Bren. God is giving us a baby. He will give us a baby. And he did. He gave us a baby. But then, you know, her time was up. She was called to go home. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So I don't understand God's ways. I'll never understand his ways. And that's okay. But all I can say is that his timing is profound. I don't understand his timing, but his timing is profound. And I just know when we get to heaven one day, we won't care because we'll be in paradise. I'll be there with Kat. I'll be there with God. I'll be there with everyone.
Mm.
Mm.
You obviously, your world was turned upside down for quite a while. How did you walk through that? Did you struggle with your walk with God?
Oh, you bet your bottom dollar I did. Oh, man. I was a mess, Claire. I hated him. I literally hated him.
Mm.
I almost threw my faith in. For many months, for about 4 months, I would curse him. I would blaspheme to him. I would shun him down to people. I would swear like you wouldn't believe. Like I have the biggest potty mouth you could imagine. You know what I mean? If I'm going to be real and honest about everything. And my love for him was gone. Mm. I couldn't trust him. I couldn't walk with him. I was so hurt. I was so damaged. I just could not see clarity through anything. And I had questions. Why, God? Like, she was so faithful. She had so much faith that we're going to have a baby after we've lost so much. And then you give her a baby, but then you take her away. I had all these questions. I didn't understand what was going on.
Mm.
And, yeah, I wasn't in a good place, Claire. I was not in a good place, put it that way. And, oh, man, by his grace, man. Sorry, he brought me back home, eh? I just said to him, I said, you're not looking attractive to me right now, God.
Mm.
And
something turned all of that around?
It did, yeah. I don't mean to offend anyone out there, but I actually had a spiritual encounter with God. As you know, I went into the studio and I recorded a love song album for my wife. And
because you're a musician, which we haven't talked much about yet.
That's exactly right. So I recorded a tribute song to her. You know, obviously, the funeral and all that was all very heavy and hard. And I wrote this song for Kat in the 2 weeks before her funeral. And I knew in my heart that's how she'd want me to send her off, because I serenaded her at our wedding, on our wedding day, which was 8 years ago now. And I just thought, man, if my wife can look down from heaven, I wanted to see that I honor you, sweetie. And I'm just going to honor you off by writing you a song. And I played at the funeral. I don't know how I did it. I got through it. I played it. And it was the most hardest thing I've probably ever done in my life.
Wow.
And I had such good feedback from so many people that they loved the song. So I went in and did a recording of it. The song was called This Love. And one night, yeah, I was laying in bed and I was listening to the track that I just finished recording coming out of the studio. And I'm laying in bed and I'm listening to it. And obviously I was crying my eyes out. This song bring me tears, but bring comfort to me at the same time, because I missed her so much, you know. And and I remember just looking up at God and I just said, I hate you.
Mm.
I hate you so much, what you've done to me. And then that's when he met with me. He rocked up He rocked up, man. He just said, "Brent, I love you, mate. You don't understand what's going on right now, but you will. You need to trust me." Mm. And he just said to me, basically, it was so clear and vivid, his voice, I could hear it like whispering in my ear. It was gentle. It was amazing. It was such an incredible experience. And I just heard him say, "Brent, I know what the pain and suffering is that you've gone through. I lost someone very dear to me, which was his son, Jesus." And he goes, "I get it. And I did that for you and for the whole world so you guys could be with me." And obviously that's when the revelation came. And then God said, "It's okay to be angry, Bren. I want you to be angry. I can take it. I'm God. I created the emotion of anger. I can take it. Be angry with me. Get it out of your system." But he goes, "I do warn you though, Bren." He goes, "If you stay like this forever, there will be consequences in your eternity." And this is all flipping. I was like hearing all this going, whoa, my jaw was just dropping while I'm crying, you know what I mean? And he just said to me, he just said, "Brent, if you continue to hate me for the rest of your life, your only hope is damnation. If you want to see me and if you want to see Kat again, your only hope is through me." And that's when I broke down and I lost it.
Wow.
And that's when I got my life back together and I started repenting to God. So I'm so sorry, Lord. Thank you for, you know, meeting up with me. And I, like, it's just a profound moment that I've experienced, you know what I mean, in my life. He met with me because I was hurting so much and I kept questioning, "Where are you in all this? I don't see you." So then after that, yeah, obviously, you know, I didn't just like click my fingers and I was good with him again. It took time. But,
yes.
But yeah, like, he understood where I was at. God's so understanding. He's so loving. You know, that's what I love about him. The grace he has on our lives is just incredible that we can't comprehend. It's just so big. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
And was that like an audible voice or was it like...
Wow. It was whispering in my ear. It was so clear. And plus, in my... Because I was crying so much that I could see the words getting painted up in my head. You know, like... I could see words getting painted up, flashing before me while I was crying. And I could hear this voice just so gentle. And you can discern that voice from the Holy Spirit than something that's not of God. Like, God is peace. He's love. He talks to build us up. He talks to love us. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Not to bring us down. And I knew right then and there, this is God talking to me. You know what I mean? I knew it.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And obviously, as you said, that was still a journey that you had then to move forward. What were some of the other things that helped keep you looking forwards?
Well, to be honest with you, I guess Ryan was a massive thing for me, because I know Caddy and his mum would want me to lead him up knowing God. And that broke my heart to think, if I don't lead him to God, to a relationship with Jesus, Kat would just be so horrified if I didn't do that, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And that's what made me go, you know what, Ryan, I'm going to do my best, mate, to help you with your relationship with God. And that started off by me getting my relationship with God right first.
Yep.
Yep.
And the community really rallied around you too. I know that there was a GoFundMe, like a crowdfunding to help you pick up the pieces, and they raised almost $95,000, I believe, and just really poured love on you.
Oh, mate, it was odd. You know, at the time when I lost Kat and all this money was coming in to help Ryan and I was blown away. I was so blessed to have such beautiful people in Kat and my life to want to reach out and help us like that. And it's been amazing, Claire. Like, the people in the community and even the church. Like, the church, you know, they made meals for me for months. Every night there was a meal roster, you know what I mean? And the amount of love that was poured, not only in Helensburg, but all down the South Coast and up in the Shire. And even got around the world, people were donating.
Wow,
and
yeah.
It was amazing. And I just couldn't believe the love of people. At the time, obviously, when that was happening, I was hurting. And I was like, Lord, I'd give all this money back just to get Kat back. Do you know what I mean? But now, obviously, like down the track, reflecting on the love that people had for Ryan and I, I'm absolutely gobsmacked. It's just been amazing, yeah.
Yep. It's been a real year of firsts, I guess, celebrations without Kathleen. Yep. You've had Christmas, your wedding anniversary, Mother's Day, and Ryan's first birthday.
Yep.
And I'm wondering, what have you done to help get you through those days?
Good question. So Christmas was probably the hardest. It was still so raw and fresh, you know what I mean? Like, she passed away in October and Christmas is just around the corner. So that was a very lonely time for me, you know what I mean? She wasn't here for me, and I have Ryan as Ryan's my little buddy, you know what I mean? He's my little mate now, and I love him to bits, and you know, he's my best mate.
Yep.
He was my company, and I had my family and friends also too. My friends and family are just beautiful, man. I've been so blessed with such good friends and family. But around Christmas, yeah, it was the most hardest time for me, Claire, because basically, you know, it's just lonely, man. I couldn't celebrate with Kat, you know what I mean? I couldn't celebrate Ryan's first Christmas with his mum. Yeah, and then also you got Ryan's first birthday without his mum. That was a hard day. Yeah, and then I've got, obviously, Father's Day coming up on Sunday, which...
How are you feeling about that?
I don't know. Mixed emotions. I feel like I'll be okay, but with grieving, right, grieving can just catch up to you when you're not, when you least expect it, and it can just hit you like a ton of bricks. So right now I'm feeling okay about it because I did have a Father's Day with Kat last year after Ryan was born. So I at least got one one milestone in with her, you know what I mean? But yeah, then I've got my birthday coming up without her. I've got her birthday coming up in September. You know, her death coming up to be a year on the 27th of October. So yeah, there's a lot of firsts, like you said. And yeah, we went away on holiday. We go down to a place called Bendalong, you know, down the south coast every year with the whole family. It's like a massive camping trip.
I know Bendalong. I went there as a kid for holidays too.
Yeah, we go every year. I've been going there for the past 25 years. And I brought Kat into this and she loved Bendalong. It was her it was her place of tranquility. She loved it. You know, she got so excited every time we're going down to Bendo every January. And Bendalong was probably the hardest thing because we had a caravan. And the caravan was lonely.
Yeah.
I was in there by myself with Ryan. And it was just a whole different dynamic, mate. And that was really hard, man, doing the holidays and stuff. But, you know, people say time is a healer. I don't believe that time is a healer. I believe that you get stronger. You never heal from something like this. You carry it for the rest of your life. It's a scar. And scars never heal. They're always there. And I don't believe in time is a heal. I believe that you get stronger and you deal with it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It gets easier. That's how I look at it. I'm actually in a really good place now. I've got God's strength and I just thank God. And I don't say this to big note myself, but a lot of my friends and family just say, you're so strong, Brent. I go, I know. I'm blown away how strong I am as well. And I think it's all the, it's God. Like God's given me strength, you know what I mean? To move forward in life. And to move forward in life, Claire, is such a gift. You know, it's a gift. Like, I know men that lost their wives 7 years ago that can't move forward. They can't date. They just can't do it. I'm so glad I got the gift to move forward in life, you know what I mean, for Ryan and myself.
Ryan's only little, but do you sense that he misses his mum too?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. He knows his mum. He was 5 months, as we talked about, when she left. But Ryan, there was this beautiful photo that we got done for the funeral in a nice big white frame. That was on a stand, on an easel. And I had that photo hung up in the house, you know, after she passed away. And every time I took Ryan down the stairs to go feed him breakfast in the morning, we would stop and say, good morning, mummy, you know what I mean? And he would look at that photo and he would just laugh and laugh and laugh.
Aww.
And that just made me think, you know her, mate.
Yeah.
You know, you remember her. I'm encouraging that because I want him to get old enough to go, I remember my mum. I'm looking at the photo all the time. Do you know what I mean?
That's beautiful.
Yeah, he definitely knows his mum. Yep.
That's so good. I can remember here at Hope 103.2, we were actually sent a message about a young dad who works at Stanwell Tops and who had suddenly lost his wife, and we were all asked to pray. So now I know who you are, and I remember praying for you. Do you notice the difference that people's prayers make?
Well, at the time, when it all happened, no.
Yep.
But now, the reflection and where my life is now, absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. And that is and that's the problem of our human mind thinking. We can't see beyond. God can. He knows what's ahead. We don't. And at the time, people were praying for me. Obviously, I wasn't in a good relationship with God. I was like, useless. You know, why are you praying for me? No point. But now where I am now, oh, my gosh, Claire. The prayers have been beautiful. You know, I see the prayers now. I see the blessing God's doing with Ryan and I. I see the love that he's poured into me and into Ryan. I feel the peace now. You know what I mean? I've accepted Kat with Jesus. That was the other revelation I got. Like, one night I was like, oh, my gosh, she's with Jesus. Like, she's walking around with Jesus. I'm a little bit jealous. I'm stuck down here. You know what I mean? Like, and it's all because of prayer, man, and God just moving slowly with me. If God moved too fast with us, I don't think we would really, you know, marinate in what he wants to do with us. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yep.
You're in a band called Lower Coast Skies. You're a singer, a songwriter, you play guitar.
Yep.
How has music helped you through the tough times?
Music's been a massive essential tool for me, Claire. Yes, we're a pop-punk band, and we just did our last EP before Kat passed away, called Runaway. And there's a few songs in there I wrote for Kat, you know, because we just had a baby, and it's about, the song's called Take My Hand, and it's about, babe, take my hand, we're going to do this together. It's going to be a new road, a new journey, and, you know, we're going to do life together. Yeah, and she loved that song. And there was another song called Crimson Thorns and Cedar on that recent EP, which is about the love of God and the cross. And how funny, it's just amazing. You write this punk rock gospel song, pouring your heart into this song, then your wife passes away, and you're thinking, what is going on, Lord? You know what I mean? I'm trying to get your love out there and your name out there, and then this happens to me. Very confusing times.
Yes.
You know? But yes, the band's still going. We're just on a massive break at the moment because all of us had babies at the same time.
Yeah, right.
And obviously with Kat passing and being a single dad, we've just put the band on hold till life gets a bit back to normality and we can start practice again and get back to shows and stuff like that.
Mm. Yeah, you mentioned being a single dad, and we often think of single parents as being mums, but there's a lot of single dads in our community too, whether they've been through a tragedy like yours or through divorce.
Yep.
And I know that you have a real heart for other men who are hurting. What do you find is helpful to you as a single dad, I guess not just coming up to Father's Day, but also just in the day-to-day living of life?
I would say to the single dads out there, you know, don't give up. God doesn't want you to give up. God wants you to press forward. And if you can't see hope, don't worry. It's there. It's coming. We can't see things clear right now, but it's coming. It's God's promise to us. You know, he came to give us hope. Mm. And I guess with single dads as well, it's like, you know, make sure you're venting and talking about it and not bottling things up. Mm-hmm. And make sure you've got a good support crew around you to help you vent, because I guess when you bottle things up, it's not healthy, and you might do some things you will regret doing. And if you've got a good support network there, you'll be able to, you know, be able to vent and just be accountable with someone, and they can pray for you. They can hear your heart and stuff like that. I had a great support network, and I see that now. I see what God's given me for that. And if you don't have a support network, it's okay. Find a church. There's plenty of churches that want to support you, you know, through the tough times. Like, we're here to help each other. If any single dads out there and you want to talk, Facebook me, Breno Cowie, it'll come up. Mm. And I'm happy to message you and talk to you. We probably encourage each other if you're out there, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Yeah, that's really good words. And I've seen that you have given support to a movement called It's Okay to Talk.
Yep.
That's obviously something really important to you.
Yep, I think, yeah, it's definitely, you know, it's okay to cry, boys. Man, it's okay to cry, you know. You don't have to be. Crying is normal. God created it for a reason. But it's okay to talk. It's okay to share. People aren't going to think you're weak. People aren't going to think you're not strong. We're all humans. We all have emotions, and we all have stuff going on in our lives. We all have issues, and we need to talk about it. And if we don't, you know, look, depression can kick in, and that's not good. And the last thing I want to hear is like a single dad killing himself over depression and not venting his thoughts and in what he's feeling. You know, if he has a son or daughter and they're left behind, like, that's the last thing I want to hear is a single dad or a single mum taking their life when they have people that want to reach out and talk to them. You know, life is good. Life can be good. It can be really good. It's just putting yourself out there and talking about it.
Wonderful. Wonderful words, Brendan. And I guess lastly, coming up to a year, do you find yourself looking to the future a little bit now and finding new chapters to look forward to?
Absolutely, Claire. Absolutely.
That's good to hear.
Oh, mate. Yeah, it's been amazing. It's been an amazing journey and what a ride. But, yeah, I'm so pumped for Ryan. Ryan's growing up so quick. He's turned to a little boy now. He's not like a toddler or a baby anymore. He's a little boy, and brings me so much joy and love and laughter. I love him to bits, and I just think, oh, man, I can't wait so I can teach you to surf, teach you to ride a skateboard, teach you to rock out with Dad on the guitars. You know, it's just, they're the hopeful things I love. And the hopeful thing I love to see with Ryan as he gets older is, you know, I really desire him to know the Lord because I really want him to see his mother again one day. Mm. You know what I mean? That gives me hope. And also with work, and I'm really keen to get back to work now full time. And the TOPS Conference Centre have been absolutely fantastic. They've been such family to me. They've blessed me so much, giving me the time off, the gracious time off they have. And I'll be starting work next year full time. I am seeing a lady now.
That's good news.
Yeah.
So congratulations.
Thank you. So, yeah, she's an amazing woman. I never thought, I don't know how to explain this, but men move on differently in their lives. Grieving is a part of our lives regardless, but some men can move on. It's a gift. And I thank God that I still will always love and respect and honour my wife, Kat, my passing wife, Kat. But I thank him that I can move forward in life now and just enjoy life to the full and make the most of it and get on with my life with Ryan and with this beautiful new woman who I've been seeing, you know what I mean? She's amazing. And, yeah, she's been so supportive and stuff like that. It's only been early days. But, yeah, it's just nice to know that I can see God's helping me move forward. And that's the hope. That's the hope. There's always hope. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah.
Wonderful to hear, Brendan. I think that you've given a lot of people who are listening a lot of hope, and I really thank you for sharing your heart and your story, and I wish you all the best for this weekend for Father's Day as well.
Oh, thanks, Claire. It's so sweet. And thanks to you, mate, for taking the time and the Hope team. I really appreciate the love and support. You guys are fantastic.